Okay, joining us on the show, well, we've got a huge few weeks in supercars because we haven't raced since July 18 in Townsville, and the season's finishing with five events in 6 weeks. And joining us from Matstone Racing, driving a Holden there, is Jake Kostecki. Morning, Jake, how are you?
Morning, guys. I'm very well. How are you guys?
Yeah, very well. Now, what, since July, what the hell have you been doing for the last 3-4 months?
I know. I just noticed you guys were talking about horse racing before, and I've been punting a little bit on that, and I couldn't pick a winner if there was only two people on the horse.
So you're fitting well here, then, Jake. Don't worry about that. Loz is the worst you've ever seen.
What's that? Sorry?
Loz is the worst punter you've ever seen. So you fit in perfectly with us.
Come on, tell us what else you've learned from watching racing. Because I'm sure we could relate.
I'm definitely excited to go back racing. Oh, car racing. Because, yeah, the horse racing's not doing it for me anymore.
Mate, can I ask, in and around fitness and, again, trying to keep yourself as sharp as possible, what have you been doing?
Yeah, we do a lot of cardio training. A lot of hot and cold training, cycling, obviously running, a lot of gym training as well, throwing some weights around. But, yeah, it's real hard in the car because the cabins get up to around 65 degrees, so they're real hot and you're in there for a couple of hours. So, yeah, the hot and cold therapy is probably the biggest ticket for us.
Any changes to the car in that time out and time away, Jake?
Yeah, it was. That's one good thing about not racing is the boys get to really think about and do more engineering research on the car. So we've come to the track with some new changes, so hopefully they work in Sydney.
Jake, I see 4 of the 5 rounds are at Sydney Motorsport Park. Is that a good thing, do you think, knowing the track and knowing conditions and then that consistency, or would you like to see that be different, I guess?
Well, personally, I'd like to see different tracks. There's just a bit more excitement for the fans that come and watch on TV. But obviously, with the lockdowns and all that, it was real hard to plan supercars at a race event because we all come from different states and there's a lot of equipment to set everything up. So, yeah, they did the 4 rounds at the Sydney, but I'm sure we'll just put on a show for everyone and make it exciting.
This is your first full-time season in supercars. Just how challenging has that step up been, Jake?
Yeah, it's definitely a big challenge in going full-time in supercars because before that it was in Super 2 and you're only doing a few rounds a year and the race is a whole lot shorter and it's just not as intense. But I'm still enjoying what I'm doing at the moment and yeah, having a lot of fun and just trying to do the best job possible. And we're going all right so far. We're in the middle of the pack and hopefully we can get some better results this weekend.
Is that the biggest thing you've found, the biggest difference, Jake, that the fact that it's the intensity on every lap?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's just like qualifying laps every lap in the race. And people talk about Bathurst being so different these days, the 1000. It's just qualifying laps, lap after lap for 6 hours. And it's just, yeah, really hectic.
Jake, how hard of a decision was it, mate, to leave Matstone Racing at the end of the year?
Yeah, definitely wasn't an easy decision. I've had a good time with the MSR boys. It's 2 years here and been really good. They gave me my opportunity into supercars and that's led me on to growing and I was able to sign a multi-year deal with Tickford Racing into the future. So I'm definitely looking forward to that and, yeah, can't wait.
What do you want to achieve or what's your sort of main focus that you're going to look at in the back half of the championship?
Well, being my first full-time year, we didn't know where we were going to sit this year, but we've been comfortably in the middle of the pack throughout the year a lot. So if we can start creeping more into the 10 throughout the end of the year, and then we'll see where we are by the end of the year. But, yeah, definitely for next year, I want to comfortably be in the middle and then in the 10 easy, then by the end of the year, creeping up to the 5 next year. So we'll see how we go. It's a long journey ahead, that's for sure.
Well, Jake, be great to see everyone just back racing this weekend and you've got a hectic finish in the next, 5-6 weeks. So thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck and enjoy.
No worries, guys. Thanks for the chat.